Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
As we got to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, last couple of weeks we've been joined by Adam Jones from Spain, Barcelona area, but he's moved on apparently, and I don't think it's the old Eurorail backpack youth hostel vacation from what I have seen so far on Zoom. So good morning to us, good afternoon to you, Adam. I don't know where you are, but it looks incredible.
I'm in Saint-Tropez right now.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, and I got a good call from my financial advisor that my wife is spending too much damn money. But it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, this place is amazing. Everybody got on Gucci, Louis Vuitton, a name brand, something. I'm just sitting there in a damn, I got a BYL t-shirt on. Just like, damn, I think I need to go get a Louis Vuitton tank top.
Just like, trying to fit in.
Make me feel broke.
I mean,
damn. I gotta fit in. I bought some Hoochie Daddy shorts. That's a new thing. So I got all thighs out right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm living.
You are incredible. Saint-Tropez. All I remember about Saint-Tropez was they mentioned it in a commercial for Bande de Soleil.
Is that the French Riviera?
I don't know what we're talking about here? Is it the French?
The French Riviera. Yes. It's the last part of the French Riviera. And the crazy part is we're at the adult pool and we meet people that her husband is one of the White Sox owners, and they have a quote unquote second home in Rancho Santa Fe. And I'm like, you rich bastards.
You say that as you're sitting there. Yeah. And
you exactly. Just, exactly. Like, I'm not in my presence, right?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't win like a timeshare thing. Like, you know, like you didn't have to
got
sit
a hole
through
in one.
Yeah. Got a hole in one.
This is the closest to the pin, and I got this trip.
That's so good, my man. Thank you for joining us from Saint-Tropez, which is still just blowing my mind right now. We always appreciate your time. I got a DM last night, Adam, from one of our listeners, one of our favorite listeners, Josh, and he said, I'll just read it to you. He goes, Woodsy, every time we go through a stretch where we struggle to hit, people want to fire the hitting coach, and it drives me bananas. Can you please ask Mr. Adam Jones tomorrow what a hitting coach actually does and how they actually impact players during a season? Now, we have not spoken to Mike Brodeur since he's been here. That's just kind of been the way it's gone. The Padres, I think, like every team, go through some ups and downs hitting. But, you know, in your experience, tell us about some of the guys that were your hitting coaches, you know, and really what their job is on a day-to-day basis. And do you think that they're the fall guys sometimes?
Well, I mean, you can't fire all the players.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, the manager's always the fall guy. That's just how it works. But I've had great hitting coaches. The best ones have always tried to like make me better at what I do. Like, I remember I had an old hitting coach when I was with Seattle who tried to make me hit like Sammy. Tried to make me hit like, he's like, oh, Sheffield did this. And I'm like, hey, you want to talk about what they did? Okay, let's not like, but hitting coaches, they're special. The relationship, the bond, sitting in there in the room, one-on-one conversations about not just hitting, about all different things, because hitting is so emotional. that, you know, it takes you to dark places when you're struggling, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And like, seriously, it's like you sitting there like, why am I here? Like, I shouldn't be here. I should be, you know, I mean, conducting traffic outside. But no, it's you can't fire the hidden coaches during the season. Because that is something that the guys are they're invested into the hitting coaches.
Yeah.
And like pitchers into the pitching coaches differently, because again, managers manage. They manage the overall game. Everything that's going on, they manage everything. So they're the fall guy. But the hitting coaches does hitters. The pitching coach does pitchers. And there's no overlapping in those departments. But the manager is oversees everything. So when things don't go right, he has to be the fall guy. When the team's not playing well, Melvin's the one that's talked. You have to mention Melvin, because if you mention hitting coach, trust me, it gets really sticky. Because and remember, in Baltimore, we had fantastic hitting coaches. And then whenever we went and struggled, they would go and say, well, their hitting coach was a guy who swung and missed. So like, they just have one stupid philosophy. And we're like, actually, no, that's one guy's, like how he played, his philosophy is different. It's just when you're talking about hitting coaches, it's a very, very sticky situation, because the bond is something that it just can't be described.
No, I mean, I appreciate that insight. And, you know, there you don't have to, you know, some of the best hitting coaches were not that great of hitters. And it's like golf coaches. I mean, not really. Some of them just, they're not PGA. You don't have to have been Ted Williams or Tony Gwynn to be a good hitting coach. And so, I was just fascinated by that question. And it is something that, like, if we don't understand, I don't have a guy that comes in and, hey, let's work through those commercials that you're reading. You know, do it this way. Like, that would drive me batty. But a guy that you can go in and bounce ideas off of that helps you kind of develop a plan. I mean, the players ultimately have to execute, and the manager's got to execute and push the right button. So I do appreciate that insight.
Yeah, hey, I'm just saying, that's me. I'm trying to give you what we all want to know, what the masses want to hear, but they don't. They can't grasp, because it's over their heads, no matter how you try to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
When you walk into that clubhouse, it's over their heads. When like, I've seen people that love baseball and just admire baseball, been around it the whole time. I take them in the clubhouse and they damn near drop, their jaws drop, they freeze.
So true.
I'm like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, the dude's right here, like, what's up? Because me, obviously, these are my comrades, so it's easy. But then see people that are my same age as me freeze up just because, oh, that's oh my God. Like, hey man, he's a regular dude. He puts his pants on like you. He stink like you too. Relax. So I try to put that into perspective, because we're human. We like whiskey. We like scotch. We like beer. We like tequila. You know what I mean? But we can't do it around everybody, because people take too many damn pictures.
Adam, I want to ask you about, how do you stay confident? It seems like so much of hitting, at least observing it, is confidence when you're up there at the plate. And everybody struggles, and I bring it up because Manny Machado, you know, his numbers haven't been as good since the ankle injury. He struggled, but when he was asked about it and the Padres struggles, he says, I'm not worried. Why? Well, because I'm Manny bleeping Machado. And yep. Then the next day he goes out and hits a walk-off three-run home run,
Manny,
like he does last night.
Machado. Yeah, that's
exactly what he said.
Right.
So how do you stay confident? How does a guy like that, even when the numbers don't support it, assume, oh yeah, but next at-bat, I'm going up and I'm hitting the big hit.
All right, so here's the thing. Name one pressure that Manny Machado has on him. None. He's got 7 years left on his contract. Are they releasing him? Hell no.
No.
He has no pressure. He understands that. Okay, look it. I'm human. I'm going to struggle, but for the most part, I'm going to be pretty damn good. I'm going to go my ups and downs like everybody else does. No matter who the hitter is you want to talk about. Luis Arraez, All-Star break, hitting 330. He struggled a lot since the All-Star break. It's the game. The game is hard. That's for a reason. If it was easy, again, everybody be doing it. So Manny understands that, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to take my bruises. I'm going to take them with my chin up. But the second that, you know, I turn the page, I'm taking with the chin up too, because that's how I like Manny. He's always been even keel. Obviously, he shows emotion good on both sides of the ball, but he's such even keeled and calm. Especially now he's 30 with his old ass. It's just like it's for someone who's seen him as, you know, an 18-year-old coming to our first spring training. to now seeing him as a grown ass man with 10 years of service time, he got way too much money. He need to buy one of these damn boats to just dock it in San Tropez for me. but just to see all of his just maturation process, it's like it's amazing, because I was that guy to other people who they seen me grow up, and you know they always told me about, you know, I'm glad you took it this way and did it this way. So it's good to see what he's doing, and it's the confidence. Obviously, I know him. Confidence will never go anywhere, no matter what. 0-for-4, and you know he ain't gonna be 0-for-4 with two errors. That's just not his kind of game. If he's 0-for-4, best believe he's gonna make the best play of the night, because he knows if I don't get no hit, you don't get no damn hit. And he learned that early on from myself, from JJ, from Weeders, from Markakis, because you got to play both sides of the ball. And he gets that better than anybody in the league right now. Well, I say, you know, you don't want to mention Arenado. Arenado gets that side too. I love Arenado.
I get that, you know, Manny, he's got his contract, whatever. You say no pressure. But how is not, you know, 40,000 screaming people who want to see you, you know, hit a home run and walk the game off? There's pressure there,
but
Adam.
That's what he does.
There's pressure there to succeed, no matter what your contract says. You go up there in a stadium with the game on the line. You can't tell me that he's not, and you're not feeling pressure in that situation.
For him, what? There's no pressure.
Wow.
It's like, hey, if I get it done, I get it done. If I don't, I'm gonna grind and try to do it the next time. He understands turning the page, flipping a page, and the only time you can't flip the page is the elimination game.
Yeah.
It's the only time you can't turn the damn page. And he gets it. And I looked at the standings this morning, and I was like, damn, that win was huge. You know how bad we needed that damn win? Oh, my Lord. The Phillies have been hot. The Phillies got one of the softest schedules the rest of the way. So I'm like, damn. So this win was big. And you got, what, 50-something games left? You got 9 against the Dodgers. Like, these games are huge. A lot of division games left. You have teams that are fighting for something. The Giants are fighting. You have two teams in the Rockies and the Diamondbacks that you have players that are fighting for next year's jobs. Those are the most dangerous teams.
Yes.
When you have guys that are fighting for next year's job, because you got a 24-year-old who got the taste of the major leagues, he's going to do every single thing he can to put up numbers and produce so that he can get that job or get a great consideration going to spring training. So it's going to be a tough road, but I think this is what baseball is about. This is what the challenge is about. And this is why you have two halves of baseball. You don't have the first half is beautiful. It's all grand. You get all the all-stars and all that. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's about to get cold. And people are about to get angry, because what do you want to see in September? Winning. Nothing more, nothing less. So the Padres have a tough task ahead of them. And I'm on board, and I'm in with the third baseman, being himself, and the shortstop looming. I've watched his minor league games. let's go. It could be a very fun 6 weeks.
Adam, well, I'm not going to stand between you and more Saint-Tropez. That blue water and that coast looked fantastic.
You should see the spread he's got on his table. He sent it to us. I mean, it's like, how many beers deep are you?
What kind
you,
of beer
way?
Is that anyway?
Yeah, what kind of beer is it? How many have you had?
Let's not talk about how many beers I'm deep. Let's just talk about that I'm drinking blonde of Saint-Tropez. I was at the pool, and my wife was like, "You're not taking that one up to talk to them." I was like, "No." So then on my way back, when she wasn't looking, I stopped at the bar.
Oh, you are the GOAT, man. Thank you
all
so
right, go
much,
go back
brother.
And monitor the spending.
Have fun.
Thanks, Adam.
Always, man.
Adam Jones, our weekly Wednesday conversation from a far-flung locales.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.